Praise you, Lord. Today the church celebrates three angels, and we celebrate archangels. And the names of these archangels are Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Gabriel the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel. Invite all of you to try to go deeper in your knowledge and love for the angels. They can help us out so much. They'll help us out if we don't, even if we don't pray to them, still God can send us them to help us. But if we think about them, we pray to them, then they're going to help us out much more. I'd like to spend an hour on each one of those angels, but I don't have that time. So I'll try to give you a very succinct summary of the three, and then I'll give you some source material that you can read up on these angels. Okay, these three angels you find in the Bible. You find them in the Bible. And I'll give you the interpretation of their name. First of all, we have Saint Michael the Archangel, and his name means who is like unto God. You can find him in the last book of the Bible. It's called the Book of Revelation or the Book of Apocalypse. And you find him in Revelation or Apocalypse chapter 12. In that you see the initial rebellion of Satan. Satan rebels against God, and God marshals forth Saint Michael as well as the faithful angels. There's a battle in heaven. It would be battle more of intellect and will than with bazookas and hand grenades and tanks. No, a battle of will and intellect. And God actually utilized an inferior angel to conquer Satan, because the higher angels are the cherubim and the seraphim. The archangels are actually lower. But God utilized Michael to humble Lucifer all the more. You can also find Michael in a letter that you probably don't even know that this letter exists. It's the letter of Jude. Probably most of you didn't even know that that existed. So there's a really short letter in the New Testament, the letter of Jude. And we see Michael there because Satan is trying to steal the body of Moses. Very interesting. How do you interpret that? So Satan is trying to steal the body of Moses. And Michael says, may God rebuke him, which is part of the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. How would you interpret that? I'll leave that for your own reflection. But very interesting. Very interesting. So there we have Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael the Archangel is the patron saint of many things. Of soldiers, of firemen, and of exorcists, okay, among others. Okay, so when next time you witness an exorcism, if you do witness an exorcism, you'll hear Mary, Saint Joseph, and Saint Michael, and Saint Benedict too. They'll be invoked in a formal exorcism. One last thing on Saint Michael the Archangel. About 125 years ago, there was a pope, his name was Leo XIII. He was the pope during the time of Saint Therese. And he had a vision in which the smoke of Satan was going to enter the church. This is Leo XIII. And boy, has it entered. boy, has it entered. The smoke of Satan was going to enter into the church and wreak havoc within the church. Look at the church now. This was a prophecy 130 years ago. And as a result of that, he said, we have to pray to Saint Michael the Archangel. So he composed the prayer, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, which all, most of you know. So he composed that prayer so that Saint Michael could fight against the evil spirits. Well, what we do is when we pray the rosary at the end of the rosary, we pray that prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. So in your spiritual battle, the Ignatian Two Standards, in your spiritual battle, pray to Saint Michael the Archangel. He's a very powerful intercessor in our spiritual combat. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, next. Saint Gabriel. Saint Gabriel. We find Saint Gabriel in the longest chapter in the New Testament. Do any of you know the longest chapter in the New Testament? You don't know? I'll tell you. Luke chapter 1 is the longest chapter in the New Testament, 80 verses, in which you encounter the Archangel Gabriel two times. When Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, is in the temple announcing that he and his wife are going to have a baby, even though they're up in years. And then, even more important, he appears to the Blessed Virgin Mary and announces to Mary that she will be the Mother of God. Did you know the prayer that Mary loves most? That prayer, the first part, comes from the Archangel Gabriel. Hail Mary, full of grace. That's the Archangel Gabriel. What is the technical name of the Hail Mary? It's called the Angelic Salutation. Only theologians would know that, okay? We call it the Hail Mary, but the technical name is the Angelic Salutation because you have the angel saluting or greeting Mary. I have a great love and affection for Saint Gabriel. And I'll tell you why. Saint Pope Paul VI was canonized with Oscar Romero about 8 years ago. Paul VI proclaimed the Archangel Gabriel as the patron saint. Are you listening? The patron saint of the mass media, of modern communication. Why, Lorena? Because he was the one that announced, right? He announced the good news of salvation. So what I do is I have YouTube, I have Facebook, I have my website, I have blogs, I have articles, I have Spanish, I have English, I go on the radio, I go on TV. So that's communication, isn't it? Hello?
Yeah.
Well, who should I ask to help me out? You got it. So I rely a lot upon him. I rely a lot upon him. And just the work of the angel, what he does is he enlightens us. If your memory is fading, your intellect is little by little, it's going out, ask the angels to give you light. That's part of his purpose. The ultimate source is God, but the mediation is through the angels. So take advantage of that. It's true there are fallen angels today, and they are in Anaheim. The baseball team, the Angels, right? Okay. They really fell this year, right, Nick? Maybe next year, okay? Maybe next year. Not the Yankees didn't fall, did they? No. But we're talking about not the Anahim angels, the other type of angels, okay? And finally, the Archangel Raphael. I love the Archangel Raphael. I pray to him every day. Where do you find him? You find him in a book in the Bible. It's called the Book of Tobias or Tobit. You find him there. It's a charming story. So I would invite all of you to read it today. It's about 11 chapters. You could read it in about 45 minutes. And I'll just give you a brief summary. God sent this angel to turn two tragedies into two great victories. Amen?
Yeah.
Yes. He turns two tragedies into victories. The first tragedy is Tobias Sr. He loses his sight because he's practicing corporal works of mercy. He's helping those who are suffering a pandemic, and he's burying the dead. And he does something I've never understood. He's so tired that he falls asleep with his eyes open. Can you ever do that? He falls asleep with it, and these birds fly over him and leave him a couple of regalitos, they say in Spanish, okay? And the poor guy ends up blind. And then the other side of the town, his relative, Sarah, has bad luck with boyfriends. She marries six times. And every time she marries, guess what happens? The marriage night, when her future husband is about to consummate the marriage, another person comes in to visit him, Asmodeus. Wow. Did you ever hear the word Asmodeus? That's the name of a devil. And it would be the devil of lust. El Diablo de la Lujuria, the devil of lust. So these six prospect husbands are killed. But she wants to marry and raise a family. So she's praying to God. And she's thinking of going up to the upper room to commit suicide. That's her thought. She's praying to God, and the poor blind God is praying to God, and God sends the Archangel Raphael from heaven. And what does he do? He takes the Archangel Raphael to Tobit Jr., and he meets his future wife, but he does an exorcism before. He burns the liver of a fish and prays expelling the bad spirit, so that Toby Jr. marries Sarah. Then after they're happily married, guess where they go? They go home to his father. When they go home to father, they're still carrying the fish, okay? They're calling the gall of the fish. They get back and the poor old man said, "Where's my son? I can hear him. But where's my son? And he puts the gall of the fish on the father. And guess what happens? These cataracts fall from his eyes. And the first one he sees is his loving son, his daughter-in-law, and then his wife. So this man turns a tragedy, two tragedies, into victories. So let's ask these angels to help us to get to heaven. They are powerful, but really powerful when we pray to them. St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael, pray for us. Amen.